Blog Talk Radio.
I knew the bride when she used to rock and roll. I knew the bride when she used to rock and roll.
Love it. Another bride, another groom, another sunny honeymoon.
What a beautiful sonnet.
What about, what? Okay, now let's check if you know what song that comes from. I'm sure you do.
No, I don't.
Making Whoopee.
Oh, I don't even
know.
Really?
Yeah, that's the song.
I have no
Yeah,
idea.
Another season, another reason for making Whoopee. And Ella Fitzgerald, I think, did the nicest version of that. I mean, there were so many different versions. Frank Sinatra, everybody did that. But I like her version the best. Welcome, people. Welcome back to another Wednesday. High noon it is. It is the Bridal Body Shop Radio. You are listening to us.
Whoa, ho, ho.
Yeah, yeah. Live.
Welcome, welcome.
Live from Gotham on a balmy, foggy day in New York. And we're here with you on the first, it's the first Wednesday of December, no?
It's the third day, right? The third day,
yeah.
But the first Wednesday.
Yeah, yeah. We're here post Thanksgiving, and everybody. You know what I love about this time of year, in a way, is it's not quite on track yet. It's
right before the rush.
Yeah, but it's like people aren't really in town this week. They are, but they're not. It's just this whole time of year, I think, gives people license to just kind of slack a little bit. Just like, you know, it's almost like this month doesn't count for anything because, and this is a perfect segue to our show, because in a few weeks is going to be the new year, and that's where we start fresh, we do everything right, whether it's fitness, whether it's changing patterns in our lives, has nothing to do with weight, just maybe the directions we're going in. That's kind of why this month is always like, it's nice because there's holidays, but it's kind of a wash as far as anything else is concerned. But we welcome you to people just joining us. Thank you so much. We hope that you enjoy the ride. We try to make fitness informative and funny. It's a serious topic, but we try not to make it long division because then that's how everybody puts their pencils down and they're done. They don't want any part of it. But proper intros go like this. Lori Towers is me.
Mm-hmm.
Lee Ziegelman is she.
Yes, it is.
Bridal Body Shop Radio is we.
Yes.
And
they like that.
And this is going on in April. We will be on the air officially 2 years, actually the end of March. So we thank everybody for joining us in our We're the Good Guys in the War on Obesity. That's what we do. And we're just trying to change the world one person at a time. And if we speak to 1,000 people, if 2 people walk away liking what we said and using it in part of their life,
then we made a mark.
Then we made a mark, and that's just like a lot of teachers say, you
mm-hmm,
know?
That's
it's
right.
If you hit that one kid that looks up and eyes sparkle,
yep,
and they get what you're saying and they want to be there, that's why you do it, you know? That's why you do it.
Make an impression.
That's, you know, and that's all we can do, and we lead by example. I mean, Elite and I do not... We practice what we preach. Anything that we actually rant and rave about and get on our soapbox about, we do it. We do it. We live it. And those who know, and I challenge anybody, if there's anybody listening out there who knows either one of us and thinks that, you know, anything I'm saying is to the contrary, please call us and let us know. You know what, Lori, you're full of crap, because I heard that yesterday. 347-857-1867. Give us a call in the studio and let us know if we're wrong. But we're not. Mm. We're not. And I say to you, my lovely co-host, how are you, Willie?
I'm great. How are you?
How was your Thanksgiving, love?
It was very nice, actually. It wasn't as bad as I thought it would be.
Isn't that sad?
It is, because I really don't look forward to it, but it wasn't so bad, so
you know,
I'm glad it's over.
You know what's funny? The movie that I think, I mean, we're all, you know, this time of year, we bring out those warm and fuzzy movies like It's a Wonderful Life, A Christmas Carol,
mm-hmm,
all those, and don't get me wrong, I love them. I love those movies. But I think the movie that makes makes everybody feel at home with the holidays because everybody could see their family in it, is Home for the Holidays. And I think, who was in it? It was like Charles Durning. It's a 1992. It's a comedy. But everybody was in it. I think Robert Downey is in it.
Right.
Yeah. And it's just hysterical. It's absolutely hysterical. And it's about the dysfunction that is in every family. I don't care how well your family
is. Oh, every single one.
Yeah, there's something. You know, you could be the type of person that comes from a real button-up family and everybody wearing a suit and a dress at the table. But you know what? Every family has something. There's always that weirdness that makes it wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not a bad thing. It's just we're not Ozzie and Harriet. We don't have that.
We're not a TV show.
It never existed.
Period.
And anybody who grew up in that reality and was hoping for that in their family and was severely disappointed, you know, it doesn't happen. It doesn't happen. So we are free to be freaks, Elise. Huh? Let your freak flag fly, right? There you go. But today, what we're going to be talking about is pretty much what gyms are amping up for. This time of year is where, in any business, unless it's retail, if you're a service industry, this is where you get things ready as far as holiday gift certificates and get things ready for the next year because nobody's really doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
This is where people are starting to make those resolutions. And this is where everybody throws caution to the wind and I don't care what I look like, you know, why bother, you know, thinking about what I'm eating now because the holidays are around the corner. Because, you know what, I could start fresh in New Year's. So this is like the last month and then the clean slate. And that's what gyms are doing. They're getting all these
preparation for their new the new people coming in, new
yeah.
clientele.
Yeah, they're amping up their marketing, and you know they're getting everything ready and making those sweet deals this time of year, so that they could encourage more people to come in. And I have a nice little figure here, and actually a few of the things that we're going to be talking about here. I want to give a shout out to any link that we use. I'd like to give them a shout out. But a lot of this comes from Women's Health magazine, and it's like I pick and choose. But as
mm-hmm.
I find it, I'll shout it out. But this is interesting, and this is basically what we just said. January is always the busiest time of year for gyms. Some even call it the industry's Black Friday. I think you and I even said
yep.
that. After a holiday season of eating, drinking, and being merry, often to an excess, many gyms see 25% more members join. That's a good number, Lee.
No, yeah.
In January than at any other time of year. Regardless of all that enthusiasm, gym attendance usually is back to its normal pre-New Year's level by mid-February. Ah, so what is that saying? That's saying that well, I think that's you know, pretty much people ride on the what there's a phrase for it, that 2 week enthusiasm.
Well, 2 week roller coaster where it's 2 week I should say quick fix that it's gonna work.
Well, you know what? Yeah, but I also think they think of it like, you know, you hold on to the shine of the buzz of I want to look like this and I'm really gonna do it this time.
And then you see it takes longer than 2 weeks.
Right. And that's why what we always say is don't look at your watch. Don't look at where you are. Don't look at the scale.
Don't
You'll
even look
there.
At a calendar. Just
right.
go.
Yeah. Just don't, because you will be disappointed. And for people that know both of our philosophies of getting on the scale, don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's just going to make you crazy. And you know what? The scale is just body weight, not body composition. So you could be looking at a number that might look very different on somebody else.
Yeah.
But if you're holding some nice muscle, it looks very different on you.
And also people determine their day on how much they weigh. Isn't that horrible?
Yeah.
Should I be in a good mood or a bad mood? It all depends on that scale and what my reading is for the day.
That's
very, very sad.
You know, and it probably sounds to people, you know, listening to the show that we're narcissistic and we have to look a certain way.
Definitely not. Definitely not.
No. I mean,
we're preaching health.
That's exactly right. The additional luxury of a healthy lifestyle is how you look. But that's not the reason. I mean, that probably is the incentive for a lot of people doing it, but as you go through life and you start passing the numbers that you thought you would never hit, like 50, 60, 70, and you find that when you've kept yourself well, when you've kept yourself you know, in relative good shape. I'm not saying you have to be crazy. Most of your life, operations go smoother.
Mm-hmm.
Little things like your contemporary
transitions.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Little things like, I mean, it's something is stupid, and you and I don't think about it now, but if you've ever watched two people get out of a car and they're in their 70s, one usually gets out a little bit easier than the other, but they both more or less struggle.
Mm-hmm.
Now think about this. Things that we take for granted every day. I hop in your car, I hop out. Easy enough. But there are people that struggle with a little movement like that. And that's where the investment you make now, it feeds into your physical 401k. And that's really it. And that's the best investment you could make, better than any stock. Because you know what? Stocks can crumble, and we've seen that.
Mm-hmm.
Your body is here. Your body is here as long as you are. And then, you know, the rest is up to whatever. But this is what we're saying. Don't look at the new year as when it all has to happen. If it doesn't happen, you're gonna, you know, fall short and be disappointed. Just form an alliance with yourself and your body, and just say, I'm gonna do it on a daily basis.
Well, love your body. It's
right.
Really the only body you have for the rest of your life. So, I mean, don't put garbage in it. You know,
that's exactly
don't
right.
Treat it like garbage.
And it's, you know, so funny. Sometimes, you know, you've been around me when I get like in like deep moods and analytical. You look at your hands and you just like say, wow, these hands have been with me since. And see, you're laughing.
Isn't there a show?
What?
Was it Seinfeld or something that was about a hand? I don't remember.
Oh, the episode was you have hand. When someone has hand, that means they have control of the situation. But not that I'm going that way with it.
No, I don't think it was that. But go ahead, sorry.
But you look at your hand and say, this hand has been with me since, you know, this is...
These fingers.
Right.
These nails.
But yes. This
not
is,
really, because your nails grow.
But, I mean, the skin, you've broken
yes,
bones. This
yes.
is the same thing.
The same as your body.
And the thing about it is... You could look at your hands and you could say, well, maybe they're dry, maybe this, they're that. And you could, like, take care of what's, you know, on the outer layer of your being. But you really don't know what's going on inside. And that's what happens when we
that's
don't.
That's where X-rays
then,
come in.
Yeah. And then no, but you're right. That's exactly right.
Right.
And that's when a doctor will tell us how wrong we were to our bodies our whole lives. And that's
oh, there's always
want.
Something that is always, I always say this to everybody because it's so true. Anything you do bad... And you constantly do a bit, will always catch up. Always
yeah.
catch up to you, because if you don't feel it now, you'll feel it within a couple of years or tomorrow. But it will catch up with you.
Yeah. And that's, you know, it's funny because, you know, I'm not one to put a number on anything. And I always know people, and you've heard people say this, oh, well, you know, I have to expect that I'm getting older. The aging process only has just so much degeneration at our age, which is in our 50s. When you get past 70, yeah, then they really, it really, you know, excels a little bit more. But the difference between now and when we were in our 20s doing the same thing is we have the curse and the blessing of rational thought.
Right.
Now we know that, you know what, drinking too much, drinking till 2 o'clock in the morning and then trying to show up for work the next day is probably not the best thing. But when you're in your 20s,
it's
you
easy
can
to
do it. Because it's everybody else that you know
well,
is doing it.
Well, that just shows you stamina as you get older because... You could do it when you're in your 20s. Try to do it when you're 50s.
But you know what?
It'll take you 2 days to recover.
But see, no, that's my argument. Now, is it just the thought that we know better? When you're in your 20s, you don't.
Yes.
And you don't
yes,
care.
Yes, yes.
Now
but
we
but
think...
still, I don't think that we could recover as quickly as we did.
Well, you know what? I remember having, like, you know, you have a headache, you did a little too much of this or that. And you just like, you know, you almost like, it's almost your medal of honor because it's like, well, it's cool that you went out and you did this and you did that. But now it's not cool, and it's kind of considered, well, it's
I would never do that again.
No, I did it a lot.
I would never do it again. I just know the feeling of it.
And you don't feel good.
Oh, it's horrible.
You don't feel good.
I said,
good.
I just know the feeling that I felt.
Yeah.
And it just stuck with me.
Yeah, yeah. But you know what, that's why, you know, and it's funny because I was with my sister-in-law for Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
And if Jane is listening, you did an excellent job. And she had, when she had gone away with my brother-in-law, she took the kids with them. And my niece is 18. And they had her drink.
Mm-hmm.
They had her drink in front of them. They
yeah.
kept
I
giving
the
her
same
drinks.
Thing with my
right.
daughter.
But they kept giving her drinks
mm-hmm.
to show her. and they stopped at just the right amount to show her, this is how you're going to feel. Is this how you want to go out and feel with your friends? It's safe here.
Right.
To do it here. And I have to say, the kid, you know, Jane and I were drinking for Thanksgiving. Kid didn't want to go near anything.
Yeah.
So
That's not fun with grown-ups. It's only fun with your friends.
Yeah, but you know what? She was making that face that you know what.
Yeah.
I know. I've been around kids that like the taste of alcohol, and you know they're kind of fronting for you. But she just, like, didn't even want to. She's like, yeah, and she went inside with her cousin, which is a nice thing to see. Hopefully it lasts, you know? But now I think what we're going to be talking about is, okay, everybody's got their checklist out. Everybody's
basketball.
Got their list of, what? Basketball? What are you talking about?
That's what we're going to be talking about.
Do you know basketball?
No.
Oh, okay, because I was saying, okay, but if you really want to go that way, I'll go with you. It's not going to be a good show, but, hey, I'll dance.
Basketball.
But this is a new lead. I've never seen her. I think when everybody is getting ready for the new year, everybody has these long lists of everything they're going to do, and you know what? Those lists become very overwhelming. This is what they're saying is number one, and I don't want to say I told you so, but we're saying the same thing, so I'm going to read what they say. Again, women's health and fitness. Write and measure it. Resolutions should be both specific and measurable. A recent study found that setting broad and vague and thus very hard to achieve, which is what I just said, goals could make people become depressed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because,
I definitely see that.
And, you know, you create these unrealistic goals. I mean, think about this.
Yeah, 30 pounds in a week ain't going to work.
Oh, and that's never going to happen. But if you are considerably overweight, to think that you are going to look like an airbrushed model even in a month, that's a far reach. And, you know, you can't expect, if you're working with a trainer, you can't expect the trainer to give you that. And you can't really, really beat yourself up about it because it's really not going to happen. And once you see that doesn't happen easily, that's where you toss it in.
Yep.
You toss it in, you don't do that. So that's number one, write and measure it. And just think about what fits into your lifestyle. Think about what would make sense. You know, it's got to accommodate your lifestyle. Your lifestyle cannot change because of the new course of direction you're taking. You agree, Lee?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And that's what I think people need
like you said, the biggest thing is realistic goals.
Yeah. Well, I think
that's what you really, really need to hold on to.
And that's why I think that people who do this every year, and, you know, and there's something here, and I'm jumping ahead of myself, is when people make these unrealistic goals, it's safe at a distance. You know, it's funny. You could, like, you have all these ideas, like, you know, I'm going to run the marathon, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. And then as you get closer, you start, like, maybe this wasn't the best idea.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe this isn't something that I should do. And it's you either go into it full force and then you're sorry, or
people that have all these goals and they just love to tell people, this is what I'm going to do this year, and this is what I'm going to do this year, and this is, oh, my God, that's wonderful. And at the end of it, they don't even have one goal done.
And you know what I always say, those things, those are great cocktail stories.
Exactly.
Those are great. You tell your friends are ooh and ahhing.
Right. So there's two different people. One that like just to, you know, tell them about their goals, unrealistic goals that they're never even going to try, and the ones that do try. So those are the ones we're talking about.
And this is elite, just what I said. And this is number 12 on their list. But like, we could mix it up. We don't have to go in order. How many people resolve to finish a marathon only to realize they kind of hate distance running?
Running.
Yeah, that's a bad time to realize that. But or take up kickboxing and quickly learn they don't particularly like being punched in the face. So a lot of things seem fun from a distance, but might not be a good fit in reality. And that's really what we're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Just think of your lifestyle. Really take, you know, I hate the word, and you know I hate the word holistic because it just seems too new agey.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like it. But I think the approach to this design and getting yourself better for the new year is to take an overall inventory of yourself. I mean, if you're 4'11" and built a certain way,
so
you're not going to look
yourself and what you can do, like you
right.
know what can you afford and what can
well,
you
yeah.
you know where can you go and what can you set goals and with the time you that you have to do it, because people do have to work.
Oh yeah,
you know, so a lot of people set these goals that, okay, I'm going to go to the gym every day and I'm going to eat low fat. A is that they work all these hours, they can't even get to the gym. And B is just like, what do I eat?
Mm,
they
yeah.
don't even know.
Well, you know, and that's
I think that they have to do a lot of investigating work.
And
when it comes to, let's say, going to a gym, you know, set the time aside for yourself that time of day.
Mm-hmm.
Within that week, whether it be four or three times a week. I preferably four.
Well, you know, and honestly, I mean, I've never say to anybody, well, you know, working out comes before you feeding your family. Never will I say that. And if people are working 12-hour days, of course, the excuse is going to be, well, I work all these hours by the time I get home, blah, blah, blah. There's the weekends. Most of us are lucky enough not to be working the weekends. So, you know what? Then make you the weekend your plan of attack,
mm-hmm.
and start there, and then see where you could wedge it into your week as well.
Right. But also, people, the weekends are very, very busy anywhere you go. So if you don't like crowds, don't make it a weekend.
But you know what? Think about this. If there's no other place that you can do it, if you're honestly going to challenge
that's a
the
different
fact
story.
That,
but that's, you know, you're talking about like a pyramid effect, because they say they want to do it on the weekends, and then they go and they don't like the crowds on the week because it's too crowded. So what do? They go down the pyramid and they go start from the beginning all over again.
Right.
You know, so what do? They don't do anything until they decide, okay, you know, maybe I'm going to go Tuesday. No, Tuesday I can't do that. It's just like it's starting from the drawing board again, you know?
But, you know, you have to look at it this way. There is always going to be a very good excuse not to work.
Mm-hmm.
A very,
right.
very good.
It's very easy to find one.
Yeah. You just have to find the one fantastic reason to work out, and that's your health. That's it. And that's always got to be, at the end of the day, the most important thing. That's the most important factor in keeping you in the game.
Long-term health.
And you know,
it'll make you look younger. It'll make you look, you know, prettier, handsomer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, make you look leaner. I mean, there's nothing better to look at, you know.
You know, Aaliyah, I'm gonna
walk around proud.
I'm thinking about this, the little bit of the song that I was quoting this morning, making Whoopi. We are the ones that make Whoopi fun,
mm-hmm.
because we are the ones. Because let me tell you something, if your spouse, your partner, is attracted to you. Let me tell you something. There's nothing like, and I hear the stories. Wow, I couldn't believe I lost 40 pounds. My husband, my wife,
mm-hmm.
my girlfriend, my boyfriend is looking at me so dear. I haven't seen them look at me
in a long time.
We bring back the Whoopi. The Bridal Body Shop brings back the Whoopi to you.
There you go.
Because you don't have to be a bride.
And that's not Whoopi pies. That's Whoopi.
Oh, Whoopi pies. Yeah, I used to love those. Those are like the Malamars, though,
those,
right?
Love those, yeah.
Yeah.
That's my favorite.
They're nice. But that, but getting back to that, it's not the total lump sum of why you work out is not going to be how you look. But you know what? That is a great benefit. You will look better. You will feel better. You will find that confidence will abound.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we're saying. But keep it real. And this is what we tell brides that come in. Okay, you're here now. You want to look a certain way now. Okay, you want that zipper to go up. Where's the zipper sound? Do we have a zipper sound?
We sure do.
Okay.
We sure do.
Let me.
Wait a minute.
Blah, 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 blah. Okay, let's see. Wait. This is what we tell the brides that come in. You want that. No.
Go ahead.
One more time, Aaliyah. Let me finish the statement first. And this is what we tell the brides that come in. You know, we know you want that zipper to go up. That's right. And you want it without your mother having to put her foot on your back and pulling it up with pliers.
Remember with the hanger days? Remember the hanger?
I never.
Well, I didn't either. I'm just saying, I remember my friends do it.
No, I never really had to do anything like that.
No.
But this is what we're saying to the brides that come in. Okay, once you look like that, don't say, well, you know what, I did all of that work, and now on the honeymoon, I'm going to do what I want to do, and I'm going to eat, and I'm going to drink. Okay, you can, but go back to your lifestyle of eating and making fitness a part of your life. And this is how we always end the show.
It just really makes you feel better all around. It really does. It gives you energy. It gives you stamina.
Yeah.
You know, it makes you feel good. It gives you everything that you ever thought it would give you. It does. It's the magic pill.
You know, and that's a bit, and my point was it has to be realistic, because if you're 4'11" and you're built a certain way genetically, you are not going to look like a 5'11" model. You're not going
ever,
to.
Ever.
It's just the way it is. That's not the way. So be your personal best. Be the best that you can be.
Mm-hmm.
It's wonderful to be unique. We don't have to look like a Barbie doll. We don't have to look in the 60s. Everybody wants to look like Twiggy. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You know, it's like no disrespect to Twiggy, but, you know, hey.
She still looks good.
She still, I think, she works out. You know, and you can tell.
There
she
you
looks
go.
Better than she did when she was
exactly.
young. So, okay, making resolutions manageable. A resolution shouldn't be a fantasy, and this is just what we said. If you've never lifted weights before, attempting to hit the weight bench 7 days per week is probably setting yourself up for disappointment.
Burnout is what it's going to set it
and
up.
And injury.
Yeah.
And big injury. And that's what, how many times have you heard people, they gung-ho, and then what happens?
I hear more stories than you could believe.
I hurt my back, and it was the gym's fault. Trainer's fault. No, it was
mm-hmm.
you, because you did too much too soon,
mm-hmm.
and you got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
That's usually the way it happens. So that's one thing. I'm trying to think of our list. We had a list that was actually in, I think it was in Fitness Magazine, in a couple of columns that I have last year. I'm just trying to think of the different things, the little things that you can do on a daily basis that could work yourself up to a more active lifestyle. And I'm not talking about running. I'm not talking about getting a bike out, buying yourself a bike, and starting to pedal. I'm talking about the little things like getting off the train a couple of times.
Like parking
before.
Your car all the
yeah.
way down at the end.
Yeah.
Taking the stairs instead of the elevator.
That's exactly right. Little things like mm-hmm. that get your body used to doing something a little bit more advanced than you have been. And it's a lot easier. It makes a lot more sense to your body from there to maybe, you know, getting a bike, doing a stationary bike. But you have to, you just can't, you know, assault yourself by throwing yourself into an activity that's completely new to you. And you know, it's just not going to work out. Okay, number three, they have break up the goal. Resolving to do, I like this, 10,000 burpees in 2014 is pretty intimidating. But 192 burpees every week, okay, that's still pretty scary. Breaking it down to 28 per day looks a lot more manageable, doesn't it?
It's still a lot.
It's a lot, but think about the
no,
goal.
I know exactly what you're saying. You shouldn't even gouge things with numbers.
No, but that's what I'm saying. But that's how we, you know, we, and no one's trying to take the wind out of anybody's sails. We're always taught, you know, shoot for the stars, dream big. But you
well,
also
that's okay.
have to be, dreaming
but, you know,
is this is not dreaming. This
no,
is you know
this is real.
This is something that you have to create yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, take it easy and just know about. Let's be serious. If you have joint problems, you have any type of injuries or heart condition, you can't just do anything. You do have to get medical clearance. You do have to think about your
certainly
healthy.
Burpees.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
<can't.
laughs> Yeah. Definitely not. Okay, number four, treat yourself. This is nice because this is really not fitness related, but it's when you hit those hard-earned benchmarks, 50 laps of the pool, holding a handstand, the perfect pirouette, the first week you've managed to walk 30 minutes a day, treat yourself to something. It doesn't have to be food, people. See, that's
no.
the thing. It doesn't have to be food. How about a manicure? I think that's great.
Yeah, how about a new outfit?
A pedicure, a massage, maybe a like you said, an outfit. You know,
mm-hmm.
especially if you're looking better, you want to show it off a little bit. You know,
sure.
you want to show the world that, you know, I'm doing this. Because
mm-hmm.
there's no better feeling than someone, after you've lost weight, coming up to you going, wow, you look great. You lost weight. And you have.
Yeah.
That's just a great feeling. So it's saying that regular treats can help you reach those milestones a lot faster than you previously even thought. So that's a good thing. That's a good thing. Just like a little something.
Everybody loves to get rewarded.
What do you like?
What do I like?
Yeah, what do you like to get? What do you do for yourself? I mean, I know, but I want the people at home to
what
have
do
you reward yourself.
Myself?
Yeah.
I mean, I always, you know, treat myself to something at the store or something like that, you know, a pair of pants or a shirt or something like that, but I do it all the time. So it's not really a reward.
You reward yourself, I was going to say, a pedicure.
Oh, that's just because I need it.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, but that's like what you do.
Yeah, that's not really a reward.
No way. Well, you have no rewards.
No, I had none.
I have a glummy co-host.
It's not glummy. It's honest.
But I'm just saying, you must do something that...
I really haven't rewarded myself because I really haven't done anything different.
Yeah.
You know,
but it's just not, it just
like
not,
you said, we walk the walk. So
but I mean,
look,
just even not.
So what would be a reward for us? What would we do?
Me. I love having two iPads. That's a reward.
That's not even, and you wouldn't even do that.
I know.
It's not like you would even reward
it was
yourself.
A gift, it was a gift from God. But yeah, you know what? Honestly, it's whatever. What one is.
We really don't reward ourselves. What do we reward? Maybe at the end of the week we go out for a nice bite.
Yeah, that's nice.
We go off out, you know, out diet.
Yeah, but see, that's it.
That's our reward.
Yeah,
we do the opposite.
Right. See, that's it's whatever makes you feel like, you know what, I deserve that.
Yeah.
I think that's what we're talking about. So whatever that is for you, you know, you find it, you do it. Okay, this is an interesting one. Okay, number five, again, women's health. Question your motives. A steady gym habit can result in a six-pack abs and bikini bodies, but superficial goals may lose their appeal after endless weeks of diet and exercise. Instead, try framing fitness as a direct path to health and happiness. See, Elite, it's all the packaging. I like that. Very well said. See, you know how I love depth. Love depth. Okay.
They really like it too.
I got more deep coming. Now listen to this.
Bringing
in some deeper intentions to your workout can make all the difference in sticking to your goals. I mean, that's really important. Before hitting the gym, ask yourself some tough questions like, why did I make this resolution? What part of your life is maybe lacking?
Because I can't fit through the door.
That's also a good one.
Come on.
That's a cosmetic structural reason. What do you want to achieve? Developing answers that elicit a deep and powerful emotional response can motivate your goals. And that's I think that becoming a little bit more introspective is a good thing for people because, okay, why am I doing this?
Right.
What am I going to get? You never want to get too, like...
Everybody has their own set of goals, you know?
No, but yeah.
You know, whether it be fitness, whether it be I'm going to cut this out of my diet, whether I'm going to add this into my diet or become a vegetarian, everybody has their own different goals. But always make it a healthy goal.
Exactly.
That's what I always say.
Exactly. But, I mean, find out the reasons why. I mean, when I became a vegetarian, it was because of the animals,
right.
The babies. But that was my reason for it.
Yeah, I know.
But that's... See, now I... That's exactly
the babies
the
are in the studio.
That is exactly why.
Go ahead.
See, the bird didn't fit in there.
Yes, it did. We eat chicken.
Yeah, that's a hummingbird. Anyway, okay. Now, here's a good one.
Ooh.
Ask for help, and that's I have a problem with that, as you know. I do, and not knowing how to.
They
do
can't it, believe it.
I saw you're shocked, but no, you know that about me. But not knowing
I can
how to
do it myself. Is there a button for that? I can do it. No.
Good. I can do it. Not knowing how to do a certain exercise is no excuse to write it off completely. If you're curious about new techniques or find some exercises that are too intimidating, we're looking at you for deadlifts. Book a session with a personal trainer to clear up the confusion and help prevent injury. That's really it. This is why gyms have
there's a lot of big shots training. In the gym.
Well, but most gyms do have a personal trainer, and they'd be glad to charge you a little bit more for them.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if money is an issue, don't do that. But you
say
know,
that again.
What?
Be what?
Be what? What did I say?
Glad.
Be more than glad to charge you for it. And whatever gym you go to, whatever the amount is, I mean,
again, if their people put money on their health, then there's something wrong with them.
Well, people usually do.
They'll go out and buy lattes for $50, but they won't try to book a session for the trainer to learn the right way.
And you know something, Lee, now that you brought that up.
Uh-oh.
You brought up lattes.
Uh-oh.
Now, we're going to get back to our topic, but we're bringing you information on how inexpensive certain things could be and how knowledge, hands-on knowledge, is probably priceless, I think, in any environment, in any community. So if you can't get to a gym and you're in front of your computer all day, what about online fitness training with us? This is what we've been pushing since 2 years ago. We put all our stuff out on Cyber Monday. You can train with either myself, Elise, or one of our trainers. And we have 900 videos in our library, 900 videos, and every body part that you could possibly imagine. There's even yoga moves. There's Pilates moves. It's just endless. I mean, if I want to spend the entire night and go through every category, I would say it would take me at least a few hours.
Forget it.
I would say, I mean, I can get through half of them. But, I mean, it's just that in-depth. So what do you think we would charge for that?
Let me guess.
Italy. Pretend you don't know the price. Just think.
$199.
That would be a
separate fee for a trainer to help you with questions and stuff like that.
You would think that, right?
I would think that,
my friend? Okay.
Because that's how much it runs in other sites, I've noticed.
And, you know, we're charging for the year. What are we charging for the year? We are charging.
Oh, my God. It's pennies. Pennies.
Yes.
And it's actually pennies from heaven if people only took advantage of it.
And it's $69. So that would be 6,900 pennies, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Fallen from heaven.
There you go. And that is for life. And how often have you bought something for $69, and I know you could buy a sweater, and then all of a sudden, you know what, you get it home, it doesn't look right, you don't want to return it, you just throw it, and you forget about it. So that's money wasted. This is money that you could,
well,
if you decide, you know what, I'm going to start in 2 years, I'm going to start 3.
If they fall off the wagon, it's always there.
It's always there.
That's
and,
the thing.
And what's, you know, even, let me tell you something, I'm not going to honk our horns here, but even if you just got one-on-one with us, just chatting with us for half an hour. That's worth $69 right there. Do you know how much?
Me, at least.
Do you know how much consults
cost? I know.
$300 for a consult.
Definitely know that.
So $69 and you're done. Walk away. We don't want to see you. Don't embarrass us. $69. We'll take your money. Go. This is all we're going to ask of you. And you don't even have to talk to us. Forget we're in the mix. You're shy. You don't want to see us. Look at the library. And if you don't want to talk to us, you don't want to Skype us, okay, email us, thebridalbodyshop@aol.com. Come on. It's so easy. It's very, very, this could not be any easier. You could wake up in the morning.
Easy.
Oh, God. You could wake up 3 o'clock in the morning and you could do this. You could take this, and I've had people, some of my clients, take us to Europe, and we're right there. We're right there in their...
And they're in their hotel room.
In the hotel room with them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, come on, just please. I mean, if you do $69. People have bought lipstick, 4 tubes of lipstick for $69. People have bought, you brought up coffee before.
Yep.
Starbucks coffee. You buy a Starbucks coffee every day. First of all, there are better coffees. It was Juan Valdez. There are, you know, Dunkin' Donuts makes great coffee. There are other places that are far cheaper with decent coffee. But say you want to go. You want to go that route. People are spending $5 a day for coffees there. So now $5 a day times 30, you're talking about $1.50 a month. That's already double the price of the virtual training. And it's over. And you already eliminated all the coffee that you had.
Mm-hmm. And you bought yourself a gift certificate for another training session for
there you go.
Your friend, right?
There you
Same
go.
Same price.
You see that?
Same price.
Do you see how you know?
It's amazing.
And that's what we're saying. So look, just check out our website. Go and www.thebridalbodyshop.com. Go to our online training fitness link and look at there's like seven exercises there that you can use and just play with, even if you're not a member. But if you want to be a member, that's when you contact us. There's a link right there. It's all self-explanatory, and we'll take your money. We'll set you up, and life will be good. And again, there's so many variables here. You can do whatever you want with it, and it's all going to end up good. No bad can come of this. So that's our virtual training, $69 in, out. We have gift certificates if you want to give it to somebody for the holidays. It's a nice gift. It's a gift that always fits.
Definitely.
The gift that always fits. So we like that. So,
yeah.
Okay. Now, keep things interesting, number seven, women's health and fitness. If your resolution is to exercise consistently 3 to 4 times a week, it's time to think beyond the train mill and the weight rack, okay? Even for experienced gym rats, me and you, my friend, sticking to one or two types of exercise can get a little mind-numbing, huh?
A little.
Right? Experiment with yoga. Okay, I don't really like that. Okay, yeah. Rock climbing, martial arts, team sports, kettlebells, and everything in between. The more variety in your exercise program, the more fun it'll be to follow, and the more likely you'll find something you absolutely love.
True.
And there's so many
very
different
true.
Things. There's just so many
I
things.
I mean, you know, coming from me, when I train my clients, I always try to mix it up with different things. I mean, I don't do yoga, but
yeah.
I'll throw in some boxing with them. I'll do a little Pilates moves. I'll do all those things. And it's great for the mind because you don't get burnt out. You really don't.
Oh, yeah. Well, and it also says, just remember, to take care when trying new workouts, since incorrect technique, and this is so important to remember, can result in major resolution-breaking injuries and burnout.
Yeah.
So you don't want that. Okay. Number eight, keep a schedule. I think we covered this. Time management is super important for accomplishing any goal, and fitness is no exception. Research suggests that early morning exercise may be the best, but you know what? That's a big broad stroke. My energy level is pretty good in the morning.
Me too.
It's just a matter of when
you're up all the time, so it doesn't matter for you.
But
me in general, I can only work out in the morning, only.
But you know, you do it when you have to do it. If for some reason you're out of the house or kids and you know whatever. I mean, mornings can become very cluttered for a lot of people. So whenever you can do it, but just you know keep a schedule and try to stay within that framework. Same way you know you have to be at your job at a certain time. This is the same thing. Okay, number nine, hold yourself accountable. Stay on track by putting your money where your mouth is. Very, very, very good advice.
Mm-hmm.
Pay in advance for exercise program that demands attention. That is really a good way of doing it because it forces you to show up.
Mm-hmm.
If working out with a trainer or group or class isn't your style, and it's not for everybody, pencil in regular gym dates with friends or your partner to stay accountable. Knowing somebody's waiting for you at the gym can prevent skipping workouts. And that's just like the, you know, you work out with a buddy, you know that they're at the gym.
Wait,
you don't want to let them down. So you show up, and you end up having a great workout. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, 10, think outside the box. Exercise does not have to be a formal activity that requires carving out a big chunk of time in your schedule. We just said this. If your New Year's resolution is to simply be more active and burn calories every day, there are plenty of creative and free ways of doing this. You could fit extra movement. Oh, I just said it. Into your day by walking during phone conversations or even taking point on household chores. That's true.
True.
How many times did we say there was a show that we did, like kind of functional fitness, like shoveling snow, raking leaves, sweeping, vacuuming. Yeah.
Plenty.
You know, this just brings me back to, do you remember years ago, and this is like the biggest bogus thing in the world, do you remember carpet sweepers?
Sure.
Okay. They did absolutely nothing. And you know,
all you did was go back and forth with them.
And you know what my mother did?
It was a great workout.
You know what my mother did? She had her little darling daughter stand on. Well, I was standing on it anyway. She didn't really ask me to.
Oh, and then she moved it that way?
Yeah.
Oh, extra resistance.
That's what she would do. And I would just like, you know, it's fun. I was probably maybe 4 or 5.
You just loved it.
Faster, mommy, faster.
And I would just be there. And after a while, she got a little sick of it. But
it or you?
I think both, but, you know, I was too small to know the difference. But it did absolutely nothing, but, you know, it was something that you did and
totally
a little bit of resistance. And just, like, pick waking up your child, you know, making your child part of whatever you're doing.
And they enjoy it, too. It's a lot of fun.
It's time, you know, they and that makes it a lot easier, you know? Okay. Now, let's see. What else do I... Okay. Reevaluate resolutions often. I think it just falls into what I just said before about, you know, doing things that seem really, really great at a distance, and then all of a sudden you realize, oops, you know, I don't like running. I don't like this. I don't like that. Okay. Now, don't be afraid to scale back. This is a good one. You don't need to be doubled over in pain, sweating out your eyeballs, or dry heaving into the trash, which is something I never understood. Arnold Schwarzenegger, you said, if you're not throwing out after every rep, there's something wrong.
So
I think that's
just really
stupid and very callous to say. Heaving into the trash to have a productive workout. Some people love intense workouts, but for others, ramping up the pain just means they'll dread exercising. That's exactly it. And nothing derails a fitness resolution more like hating the exercise.
Mm-hmm.
A challenging workout should push you a bit outside your comfort zone, but there's no need to catapult you 1,000 miles from it. And that's really it. Talk to a trainer or a coach. Find the right group or instructor. And it's a personality thing. It's who you feel comfortable with. Or pick a workout buddy who knows exactly how hard you should be working. Okay. That's fair. Number 15. This is the last one on the list. Be forgiving. This is an important one. Even the best laid resolutions can lose steam by spring, if it goes that long, right?
Yeah.
Once the excitement of a new regimen or new goals has worn off, it's easy to justify taking a few days or weeks off. For some people, going on a lengthy, unscheduled break can easily lead to, screw it. Yep,
mm-hmm.
That's exactly right. And cancel gym memberships. But slip-ups are completely fine and even expected. And there's not a single person on earth who has not stumbled into that in their path of success.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. If taking time off means slightly tweaking your resolution, then be it. Don't give up entirely. That's a very good note to end on, because it's true. You have to forgive yourself, and there's always tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And there's always, you know.
Give yourself a little leeway, too.
Yeah, don't be so
hard
on yourself. That's it, because that's the best way to sabotage things. Now, I want to talk about something that's exciting that's happening at the Bridal Body Shop. Lee, do you know what I'm talking about?
I think so.
Very good for bridal placement. What we're doing to people not in the industry, which we are part of the wedding industry at this point, bridal Christmas is upon us, and it is the holiday. It is the entire season between Thanksgiving and Valentine's Day where folks get on their knees and propose like mad and just think about all that nesting. You know, warm and fuzzy. We don't have anything like that. I guess the harp music would have been good, but that's okay. You got that.
Oh,
that was
the
good.
Kiss.
I thought it was the zipper again.
No.
Oh, my mistake. Okay, so that was nice.
It pretty much sounds
the same. It sounds like the zipper sounds.
How's that?
Okay, you can use that. That everybody knows. Everybody knows. So what we're doing is we have people out on the street called the bridal balladeers, and what they're going to be doing during bridal Christmas, again, we got 2 months to play with this, is they're going to be singing our own bridal Christmas carols, and they're going to be wedding songs.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to let you know when you can spot them, because it's going to be all over New York. You could spot them, we'll say, one day on Facebook. And if you haven't liked our Facebook page, please like it. It's the Bridal Body Shop. We're going to announce on Facebook, okay, they're going to be here today. You go up and say hello and maybe win a prize, whatever. But it's just going to be a nice little thing. It's just going to be an hour of singing, probably every other Saturday from 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock. Too cold to make people sing for longer than that. So that's going to be something fun that we're going to be having. And I think that we're, what do you think? We could keep it going beyond spring, beyond...
Well, let's see how, you know, if it goes really well, we'll keep going.
I think it's kind of fun. It'll be like the naked cowboy.
Yeah.
Who's been there for how many years now? Is he there?
He's still there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
In fact, my niece went last year, and she had a picture taken
of
him. He's been there probably 20 years, 25 years.
Wow, that long.
Something like that.
I saw him a couple of times. So I just thought it was a goof until I found out that he's like just a placement there all the time.
He's always there.
Oh,
and he's got endorsements and contracts. The guy makes, I forgot what show I heard it on, but it's an interesting trivia fact. He makes about $1 million a year.
Wow.
Yeah. He's a naked cowboy. He actually has that's his brand.
Mm-hmm.
That he owns the name. So anything that happens with Naked Cowboy, that's he owns it.
Hmm.
So kind of interesting how it probably happened, you know. Probably
by a fluke.
Well, you know, he probably
was missing some marbles too.
Or an actor, just like, you know, between gigs, you just do, and it's, let's be serious, it was a big attention getter.
I guess so.
And obviously he's been there for years. I don't know what he does in the dead of winter. He probably isn't there. How could you be?
Well, he's always around in his big underwear.
Yeah, but still.
In great,
I mean,
shape.
He's in great shape, but you're talking about 17 degrees. That's going to be a little.
Who knows? Maybe he'll go out for a little and he'll come back, go back in to warm up.
You know? That's got to be a little tough. But that's what we're going to be doing. And it should be fun. It should be fun.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have, like, duets. We're going to have people singing alone. It should be a lot of fun. And it'll usually be, hint, hint, around a big bridal
store.
Showcase, yeah. Yeah, and we'll mention the names as we come closer. But we've done things like that in the past, but not with the singing. We've had our team out there handing out cards, bracelets. What did we do for... We had this whole big campaign, I would say about 3 years ago, when I had my interns down in City Hall. Remember that?
Oh, right.
For
was that
same-sex? Same-sex marriage, and all the couples were down there, and it was a really, really
mm-hmm.
nice thing. Great for the I would say the kids. Great for the kids to be at.
Right.
And what I had them do is go down and offer congratulations, Bridal Body Shop supports same-sex marriage, give them bracelets. They threw some rice, and they stayed on the side of the street away from all those horrible protesters that have a right to speak, but, you know, it's come on. You know, and what was scary is it wasn't New Yorkers, it was people that were bussed in from elsewhere
yeah.
to come and protest.
Isn't it always?
So, yeah, but, hey, you know what? This is, you know.
Everybody has a freedom of speech.
Everybody has a right to protest, but just, you know, just be cool. You don't have to get violent. And but, yeah, that's what we did. We had a whole big press release with that. So that's what we're going to be doing with this. And, in fact, our press release will go out this Monday, and we're going to invite the media. And if anybody's listening who is from the media, please contact us directly, the Bridal Body Shop at AOL.com, or call me, 212-460-1879. Ask me how you want to be involved in this, because we have event planners already on board. And it's
we have plenty of room.
We have plenty of room now, Elise
mm-hmm.
Diegelman.
Mm-hmm.
I can't say we're going to have room.
Then.
Once this thing takes off, baby doll.
I know.
You know
what I'm saying?
Well, you know what? It's just going to be a really fun thing. And if worse comes to worst, the worst thing that's going to happen is, you know, a few more people know us. You know, that's the worst that could happen. Or singers blow a chord and they sue us. Now, that's the worst thing that could happen. That I don't want part of.
No.
So, but that should be an interesting thing. So look forward to that in 2015. What else do we have? What exciting things do we have?
Well, we got the virtual, right?
Mm-hmm.
We did the online training. Balladeers. Basically, we're always here. You know, we're always here to help you.
Yeah, but I want something more than that. What else do we have? What else do we have?
I don't know.
I'm trying to think. We have so many different things going on.
Mm.
I'm just trying to think. Oh, we got a lot of bloggers coming on board.
Yes.
We love our bloggers, and bloggers love us.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way of the wedding industry now, from what I'm hearing on the periphery of things. It's like bloggers are, they rule the roost. And
I still want to know how that becomes.
You know, I don't know how you actually earn some money doing that, but apparently you do. The only thing I can think of is you make money with advertisers. And I've looked into people, just like any other, it's, I think, like $200, $300 a month to get space on a blog.
Mm-hmm.
So that, if you think about that, that adds up to
I guess
to a
it's
bit
the ads
money.
That you see on
right,
the blog.
That's exactly right.
You have to be a big blogger to, you know, recruit big, you know, advertisements.
And the bloggers that have, I guess, over like 200,000 followers, they're the ones
get the best advertisements.
Yeah,
huh?
And but that's the wedding industry is run by those bloggers. But we've had a couple of them on. We like them a lot. We've had the Overwhelmed Bride on. We've had Broke Ass Bride. They were cool. They were cool. We had a lot of fun with them. They came on with us a couple of times. So, and we'll have more on. We'll have more on. But that's what we're going to be doing for 2015, and we will keep you posted as always. And if you're ever in doubt, just go to our Facebook page, The Bridal Body Shop, and you'll find what we're doing, what we're not doing. And you know, we're doing stuff, we're not in jail. And that's the way I always look at it. Like my mother used to say, look, I don't care what you're doing in the house because I know where you are. And that's usually the story of my life. So in that, I think unless you have something to add, Elise?
Nope.
Nothing else to add?
Nope.
Okay. So we thank you again. We hope that this show was as informative as could be. You took even one thing away. And if you took nothing away, if you giggled, that's pretty good too. So we will be back next week, same bad time, same bad channel. And I would like to thank my co-host
for
riding shotgun
and making it
a wonderful experience.
Thank you.
And any questions, you could always reach us.
Thank you. It was great.
The fact that I said any questions?
No, the whole show.
You could always call us 212-460-1879. Remember, our trainers come to you. So there's really no need for you to even step outside your house. And as per postings that we've had up recently, because people have a lot of misconceptions on what the Bridal Body Shop is, don't let the name fool you. We train anybody who has a body that wants to have it changed. So that's what we do. So you don't be a bride to train with us. 212-460-1879. And I think that's it for us. So in saying that, I hope you have a wonderful day. Enjoy the rest of this week, and we will be back at high noon next Wednesday. But in the meantime, take care of yourselves and each other, and we hope that you see fit to make exercise a part of your life. Take us home, Elite.
Bye.